This is Dr. Michael Wilkes reporting from Sri Lanka in South Asia. In northwestern Sri Lanka, the people are poor, and the major industry is farming, mainly rice farming. Farmers, men and women, work long hours standing in the hot sun, often in fields flooded with water 10 inches deep, planting and caring for their crops. At other times of the year, the land is dry, the soil is cracked like a piece of glass, and farmers dig and prepare for the next rainy season. Water for the fields comes from rain during certain parts of the year, and during drier periods, water comes from an engineered water delivery system. In both cases, the water flows from higher areas to lower areas, carrying with it contaminants, bacteria, chemicals, or insecticide, whatever happens to be picked up along the way. Well, if life weren't hard enough, there is now a serious disease in this rice-growing region that's affecting thousands of farmers. We call it chronic kidney disease of unknown cause, or CKDU. It was first diagnosed in the mid-1990s, and to date, it's killed about 25,000 farmers. Hundreds of others are on life-supporting kidney dialysis, and there are still others who could benefit from the dialysis but are being placed on waiting lists hoping to get a turn. Dialysis units at the local hospitals run round the clock, 3 shifts of patients, 3 shifts of nurses. The kidney doctors who run these units work incredibly long hours. They could do more, but they need twice the number of dialysis nurses and far more dialysis machines. 8,000 patients are currently receiving care in the treatment centers, and the cause remains unknown. I was recently in this area with a group of University of California and Sri Lankan University of Peradeniya veterinary medical and agricultural students and faculty. Together, using a collaborative One Health approach, we interviewed people with and people without kidney disease. We asked them what they ate. We asked for their family medical history, where they got their food, and what they did for recreation, including what homemade alcohol they drank. We looked at water systems, the use of agricultural pesticides, and started to study the animals. We wondered if animals living in these areas also had evidence of kidney disorders. Perhaps it would suggest that the cause might be environmental. The country has invested heavily in caring for those with CKDU and in looking for causes. Different groups of experts have different theories, and many test results are still pending, but there are still no answers. Farmers are being told to avoid toxins like homemade alcohol, to stop drinking, and to avoid salty foods. But these common suggestions are not very satisfying to the local community. Local farmers, men and women, and their children are angry. At a recent village meeting attended by elected officials and health authorities, villagers loudly protested over the lack of action and the slow pace of discovery. But still, there are no answers. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a Second Opinion.